What different nationalities do on holiday and what the locals think of them.
A new survey of holidaymakers in Europe and the USA has found that the holiday you enjoy may depend on the country you come from. Some holiday destinations were popular among all nationalities. The beach, for instance, was the undisputed leader among all destinations in the survey. Activity holidays are also popular. For example, cycling, sailing, or trekking holidays. Even when their main aim is to relax, travellers said that they enjoyed seeing the sights and visiting places of interest in and around their holiday destination. There are, however, country-specific differences. The Greeks are particularly keen on sport during their holidays, with 75% engaging in some kind of sporting activity. Sunbathing is extremely popular with the Germans. Almost 50% named it as their favourite holiday activity, especially on Spanish beaches. In fact, 25% of high-income Germans are planning to go to Spain in the next 12 months. Going hiking and eating out in upmarket restaurants came second and third for Germans. Citing concerns about skin cancer, only 1 in 10 Americans said sunbathing was something they would do on holiday. Eager to soak up the history and culture that they can't find at home, 46% of Americans prefer to go on tours of museums, historic buildings, and other places of interest. About 60% of UK travellers admitted drinking more while away than they would normally do, with 28% saying they had 5 or more alcoholic drinks every day. Another survey, conducted by Expedia, an online travel company, has ranked the Japanese as the world's best tourists. The British and the Canadians ranked second and third among the 27 nationalities in the survey. The survey also revealed that the French have the reputation for being the world's worst tourists. Around 4,500 hoteliers across the globe gave their opinions on the best travellers overall, as well as on specific categories including politeness, generosity, behaviour, fashion sense, tidiness, and how much they complain. The survey found that the Japanese, British, Canadians, Germans and Australians are considered the most polite tourists. The French were considered the most impolite. Hoteliers also found the French to be the most frugal and the meanest tippers. The biggest tippers were the Americans, followed by the British, the Germans, and the Japanese. The top three loudest nations were the Americans, the Italians, and the Spanish. The Japanese were ranked as the quietest. The Americans were at the bottom of the list for fashion sense, with the stylish Italians and French taking the top prize. The Japanese, Germans and British were considered the tidiest tourists. The Americans ranked at the bottom here as well. The Japanese were ranked as the least likely to complain, followed by the Canadians and the Swiss. The nationalities who complained the most were the Americans, the Germans, and the French.